Ohio sculptor James Melick carves life-size dogs from wood. He uses walnut for chocolate labs, basswood for yellow labs, cedar for red Dobermans. He'll work on a single sculpture for over a month, crafting it to perfection. He makes dogs that are playful, dogs that serve as allegories, dogs that were injured in combat. His exhibit of service dogs at the United States Air Force Museum is closing this week. Community Voices producer Jason Reynolds spoke with Melick about his work.
I am a dog and I like to roll in dead things on the road. Nearly got hit by a car last night, but if the truth be told, roadkill is wonderful stuff.
Sculptor James Melick is in the auditorium of the Air Force Museum, singing a song about how dogs love to roll around in roadkill.
And my master will hose me off. I'm keeping my day job.
The auditorium is packed. Over 500 people are in the room to hear Melick talk about his sculptures of service dogs. Sky Sampson came all the way from Toledo.
I drove over 2 hours to be here.
Sampson suffers from crippling migraines that can affect her vision and require help. She says the show spoke to her.
It definitely had a connection because I have an assistance dog, and it was really nice to see the representation of a lot of the working dogs, that they're being held to higher standards.
Sampson is just one of dozens of people visibly moved by the sculptures, perhaps because of Melick's high standards for his own work. Melick doesn't carve the animals out of one big block of wood. Instead, he makes the torso, the legs, the head, even the teeth and tongue separately. Then he assembles them. A lot of the work is carving and sanding.
I attack that sucker however I can and get as much done as I can as quickly as I can with a heavy profile grinder, angle grinders, heavy sandpaper. I use pneumatic carvers, die grinders, things like that.
He then bleaches and burns the wood to make the parts look like they have fur.
Well, there's a two-part bleach that I would put on to lighten the wood. It gives like a highlights if you were frosting your hair. So in effect, I'm frosting the dog hair. For the darker areas, I use the torch and then buff out the torch so it gives a nice, dark, ebonized feeling to it. And then the middle tone is the natural wood itself.
Melick says it takes about 160 hours to make one sculpture. The teeth and tongue alone take 2 to 3 days. But when a sculpture is done, it's moving. Matt Tracy came to the exhibit because he trains service dogs that will go on to work with disabled children and veterans. He's also a craftsman who builds benches, shelves, and cabinets, and who admires Melick's work.
The life he captures, the way he uses the woods, it is phenomenal to me to see this level of artwork bringing these dogs to life. I wish I could be that good.
And how does Melick get so much emotion into his dogs? He says he tries to walk a mile in their paws.
You put yourself in the dog's skin. You empathize with them. Yeah, I've had plenty of dogs. I know they have a certain gesture when they're bad, when they're guilty, when they've done something wrong, when they're happy, when they're joyous. You know, you're trying to capture that gesture. Because, man's best friend, they got the goods on us. And so I'm making them tell stories about the human condition.
Melick says he gets his passion for woodwork from his mother.
My mother made a lot of our own furniture, cabinets and shelves and, flip-top table that would fold up and things like that. Yeah. When you can't afford nice things, you figure out how to make them yourself. So she was kind of the maker, the woodworker in the family.
The exhibit of wounded warrior dogs on display at the Air Force Museum won the People's Choice Award at Art Prize 8 in Michigan. But it wasn't without its detractors. Melick says some critics felt he only won by pulling on heartstrings and playing with patriotism in his tribute to combat dogs.
None of the jurors liked my work because they thought the dogs were too much about America.
But in the end, Melick says he's happy his work appeals to the people, if not the critics. One of the last people at the exhibit today is Jason Williams. He wanted to bring his 2 young sons to see the show, but he waited until the crowd died down. He's been injured, so he's using a motorized scooter to get around the exhibit.
I absolutely love it, being a combat vet myself. So it means a lot. Coming back, I've got 4 breaks in my back. So think about some of the guys that we don't have back. They didn't come back. So it means a lot.
William's son, Jason Jr., is drawn to a sculpture of a dog that has challenges similar to his father's.
Which is your favorite dog?
The one with those 2 wheels.
The one in a wheelchair?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you like him best?
Because he can walk still.
James Melick's exhibit at the Air Force Museum closes this Friday. It's the last chance to see these sculptures in Ohio for a while. They'll be on the road at other museums and galleries through 2021. For Culture Couch at WYSO, I'm Jason Reynolds.
Culture Couch is made possible by a generous grant from the Ohio Arts Council. This story was created at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO.